Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs.
His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny,
as he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right!
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call
The Adult Toy Price is Right!
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Mm-hmm. This is an interesting game. I've never heard it. I know. It can be embarrassing to walk into these stores. You know?
My husband won't do it.
Nope.
Nope. Something happens in our house, it's because I brought it there.
But I mean, did you tell him you can order? I mean, Amazon, I'm not a big fan always of ordering online unless it's a company I know.
I know. I wish Moonlight was online. Because, of course, I'd go straight to do that.
Yeah.
But I've gone, like, the stealthy route a couple times. Plus, I don't. If I want to go to a store, I will.
Well, yeah. Well, trust me. Nothing freaks out the person behind the counter, which, by the way, they're so dead inside.
Oh. Like, God bless you. If you work there, I truly mean God bless you.
Anybody at a dildo hut, like, past the first day, like, you're just dead. You're like, I've seen it all.
Yeah.
This goes there. That goes there. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares. Like, that's the end of it. Like,
and you know, but, no question phases them anymore because they've been asked.
For fun, Sassy Von Fancy Pants and I used to buy fake mustaches and put them on and walk in and look at people in the eye while we're buying stuff.
And they're like, oh my God.
But you'd be half lit from, you know, drinking.
Wherever you were.
But it made us laugh. Like, it just seemed very funny. Nobody knows us.
All right,
well, guys, first, all right, let's do it. Troy, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Well, I'm 54. Been living with the same lady for 15 years. Wow. No marriage.
Wow.
Got me?
Yeah, 50. I know, I'm with you, man. I bet you it's still a pretty happy time, isn't it?
It is. We do great, seriously.
Yep.
We do fantastic.
You know
what
the secret?
We do things.
The secret is yes.
That's right. I've got a C-ring, and she's got a few toys here and there.
Yep. You know what? I hope your life goes on happy forever. But the secret is, like Nick, you don't tell Mike no about anything. And you pretend, but he doesn't tell you no about a lot of stuff, does he? Really?
Not as much as I'm probably giving him credit for, but happens.
No, bust balls. Like,
I
used to work for him, I know. But it's true. The answer, it's not easy to do, but the more you can say yes, if both people subscribe to it, the better off you're going to be. And that goes for everything. Now, I'm not just talking about sex. It's all of it, man. Where do you want to eat?
Yeah.
I want to eat here tonight. Yes. Okay. It may not be my favorite, but I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Listen, you're going to play because you sound like a well-adjusted man, Troy. All right. Jeff, I got to talk to Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the show.
How's it going? I'm 35, married. I got a sleeve. The wife has a couple toys, some handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Looking to add to the collection.
Who do the handcuffs go on?
Depends on the day.
Wow. You are a brave and trusting man.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah, no, I would never let a girl handcuff me that I've been in a relationship with.
Don't do it.
I wouldn't let any girl handcuff me. I don't know what kind of weird resentment she has towards me.
And a lot.
Because I know how it goes. It all of a sudden goes handcuffs. She leaves the room. She comes walking back in. All you hear is a bunch of clicking and belts and stuff going on. And all of a sudden, your nightmare walks in. You're like, honey, did you just grow
about to enter you too.
Yeah. Did you just grow a 12-inch extremely veiny penis? Yeah. And she just spits on it from where she's at. You're like, ah! She starts saying things that you used to say to her. Like, I know.
Got something to say now?
You're a good man, Jeff. All right.
It's your turn now, she says.
Yeah, right. Oh, you'll get used to it. Don't worry.
Just breathe a little bit.
Yeah, let yourself go pigeon-toed. Yeah, that's it. All right, Troy, Jeff, you stay right there. I got to meet Chris. Chris, welcome to the show. What's going on?
What's going on, Chris? 35, married about 12 years, got some kids. I got a sleeve, and the wife's got some vibrators.
Yeah. So how many kids do you have?
Got four.
Life ruiners, man. Life ruiners.
Never a dull moment.
I like kids. I do like kids. But it is interesting to see. Hey, who's got emphysema?
That'd be me. Troy.
Troy? Hey, Troy. Maybe you stay away from the phone and the live radio feed while you're hacking your guts up.
Well, I thought maybe I'd just share.
You'd be fun to eat a salad bar with.
Thanks, Rock Holiday.
Sorry about that.
All right. So Troy, hold on. Jeff, you'll lag. I'm trying to talk to Christopher here. Chris, he's not as happy as you. He's got four kids. He's married. You're happy, though. You're doing good, Chris, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. You are. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Well, yep. Troy, get yourself some allergy medicine. You're killing me.
Those are cows.
I did hear a cow.
No, I was talking about the sniffs, not the moose.
Yeah, the hacking.
The moose are fine. It's the hacking and the
fun. Oh, I thought, okay.
You crazy son of a bitch. Those are cows. Why do you hate cows, John?
Stupid city.
All right, Chris, now back to, I got to pay attention to Chris. Listen, you can't have all the attention, Troy. Chris, you've been married. You got kids. Are they all your kids, by the way?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know they're made, right?
Yeah. Are you too much practice, I guess.
Are you going to be having more?
Oh, my God.
By the way, one second. Troy, what are you doing to the cow? Is that cow? Are you behind the cow, Troy?
No. I sold their babies today, and they're very upset.
Yeah. Well, everyone, welcome to the real world.
I think it sounds like he needs a toy.
We're talking about fake. We're talking about fake penises, but welcome to the real world. Yeah. All right then. All right. Listen, Chris, Jeff, Troy. I'm going to jump into this before it gets any deeper. The actual, you guys know how this works.
Who, Troy?
All three of you are going to bid. The one closest takes the bid home. All right. Stay right there and listen up, fellas. Hold on.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today is the Sasha Gray Vaginal Stroker from Zero Tolerance. And for those of you out there who are not familiar with Ms. Gray's body of work, she sounds like this.
Oh, you got a little on your chin there.
Oh, fellas, let me tell you all about this Sasha Gray stroker, shall I? Molded directly from Sasha Gray's vagina. It has a realistic, soft, supple entry, perfect for fantasy sex with your favorite porn star. It's got an ergonomic grip handle for easy control, a narrow, beaded, rich channel for tight sensation, and you can download 4 hours of Sasha's hottest scenes, many of which sound like this.
Yeah. Oh, you want to f***ing take it? Oh, shit.
That one, she's got a mouth on her.
You come out with stink like that. Poop mouth. Poop out of your mouth.
I think that's a whole different kind of idiot.
It's the Sasha Gray Realistic Vaginal Stroker from Zero Tolerance. And it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
See, I'm weird about stuff like this. If I were to have this, right? I would have to watch Sasha Gray when I'm using it.
Okay.
Then I would have to compare it. And I have to be like, does it look the same? 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 There's no way around it. That's as real as I can make things.
Stop, start, stop, start, stop, start.
Would you not
video?
Would you not be curious?
Well, yeah.
If
I
it's
mean,
the Sasha Gray, it's the Sasha Gray.
Yeah, like you're right up against the screen
you're like,
looking.
Oh, no.
No.
That's not the same. Although they say that they cast these. I don't know.
I don't know her, so.
She's dirty. Sasha Gray's, even
so
if
I
MG
hear.
Knows that. But he would. He doesn't. He's not complicit with that kind of misogyny and objectification.
But someone showed it to him.
You know.
He's hurting her.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's the part you point to.
Does she feel emotionally supported?
That's right.
By the way, she clearly will ask to get hurt a few times. You've ever seen a Sasha Grey? She's a spit in my mouth kind of girl. Like, she's a full input. Like, she'll go for it. She's a scary, I'll be honest
she's
with you.
She's a real take home to mom.
You know what? She's beautiful.
She looks like girl next door. That's the funny part. She just looks like this really
funny.
Cute girl.
That's not the word I'd use. But yeah, she is great. And this is her vagina. I don't know if it's an actual cast, but let's all pretend it is for the sake of bidding, fellas. Shall we? All right. And it's got a 5-year warranty. I don't know what happens at 4 years and 11 months to this thing. But it comes with a 5-year warranty. So let's talk about this.
I know how you do that. You put a penny in the end of the vagina, and if you can see just the edge of it, then the tread's worn and you need to get a new one.
I was really wondering where he was going with that. Yeah. Troy, my friend. How much did you pay for such a thing?
$89.95.
Jeff.
I'm going to go
$49.99. And finally, what are you pointing at here? Why don't you get your fingers off my stuff? Chris, what would you pay?
I'm going to go $50 even.
$50 even. Okay. See, so he's hoping it's between $50 and $89. Jeff hopes it's below $49. And Troy has to get it over that. And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price.
$34.99.
Jeff. Are you a Sasha Grey fan, Jeff?
I am now.
You really don't know who that is?
No, I know who she is. She's one you take home to mom.
See, dude, I'm always like, dude, you don't watch porn if you don't know who Sasha Grey is. I'm like, come on. It's like you've never been to Pornhub. What about you, Troy? You know who it is?
I have no idea.
Yeah. But you also give away cow's babies, so you're
a I do.
He sounds happy, though. Like, you made money today.
Yeah, listen, some things make people happy. I would stand there all day, like, feeling like, you know, like I hate myself already. And then the cow would be looking at me like, murmurs! And I'm like, I have to quit this job right away.
That's about right.
I'm telling you, man, I'm a pussy. I'll be honest. All right. Listen, you, Chris, I can't help you, Chris. I'm sorry you didn't win.
That's all right. I heard the 5-year warranty, and I thought challenge accepted, but I guess that's what happened.
All right, listen, Chris, Troy, I'm going to get you guys hooked up with some kind of tickets. You want to go to Rock the Dot?
Yeah.
Jake, hook them up. And, of course, you, Jeff, my good friend, you have got the zero-tolerance Sasha Grey with a 5-year warranty, the vagina sleeve, all right? Hold on a second. All right, so we looking for one more girl? We got everybody.
Yeah, I still need one more lady.
Yeah, you do.
I've been in here working. What are you doing?
Waiting on a phone call.
It's so easy to be snarky when you're on the other side of bulletproof glass. They say it is. We haven't tested it yet. I'm willing to, though, Jake.
Right.
Such a tool.
I know. Brittany, Megan, I see them. All right, we have room for one more lady. 913-586-7989. I know, we changed it. 913-586-7989. All right, you want a dildo, a vibrator, a butt plug, something to go in, go on, go over? Well, let's find out what we got for bid today. Brittany. What's your story?
Hi, I'm Brittany, 32. Been with my husband for 7 years. We have 3 kids. I've talked to you guys before, but we have just about everything you could want. We got the cages, we got the plugs, we got the...
Hold on, what's a cage?
All the female toys.
I know what a cage is, but what kind of... You mean you go in a cage or the cage goes around him?
The cage, you know, goes on him.
Oh, so he can't touch it or do anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I do. I think I remember you. I remember thinking of you as the mean lady.
I'm not mean.
Why are you making him wear a cage? Does he have a problem?
No. It's fun. And he doesn't do it all the time. It's just for fun.
Because you enjoy the control.
Sometimes, yeah.
Hey, listen. By the way, that's came out sounding negative. I didn't mean it like that. What I mean is, as long as he's...
Oh, it's not negative. There's no negativity about it.
All right, right. So would you say you're more sexually aggressive and it's more fun for you to be in control?
Yes.
God, have you always been this dirty? What happened to you?
I met my husband.
Yeah? Were you a sweet little thing when you were 25 and then you just went crazy?
Yeah.
No, you did stuff before.
No, I swear.
You're such a liar.
I didn't know half the things that I know until I met my husband. He's like, let's try this. And I'm like, all right. And then it became he calls my mistress, and he does what I say.
Wow.
And he does what I say.
The tiger got out. She was like, I don't know. I was pretty passive in school.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. I just went ahead and went along and got along. I just want to be friends with everyone. Then she's like, call me mistress. You spit in his mouth?
I think we tried it once or twice. Not really my favorite.
That's a running joke. By the way, why is it not your favorite? All you had to do was spit in his mouth.
Yeah, it kind of grosses me out, though, still.
You're a terrible mistress.
I know.
It's like, the whole point was,
I'm going to make you do this.
You know, I'm grossing myself out. I'm sorry.
Hey, reboot.
I guess maybe I don't understand the whole thing, but in my head, mistress is like always mean to you, right? And you want her to be mean to you, and you want to be mean to the guy. So that's what I always figured it was like. I don't know. I guess I don't know.
Maybe she's less dominatrix.
Yeah. And do you put stuff in his rear end?
Yes.
Yep. You ever do it when you're mad at him?
Yes and no.
Like worked like, out some kind of latent feelings. You're like, and he's like, whoa. And you're like, what, honey? I thought you'd like it.
Well, and he does. Like...
Yeah, but you push it a little extra hard sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
That's a little too real, man. That's a little too... All I can think of is my sweet girl from pulling my hair and just
whispering.
Yeah, you like that?
I'm close your eyes.
I know. Who's the whore now? What? Why are you talking to me like this? Yeah. All right, you're going to play. Brittany, you dirty bird. I love you. You know what? I bet he's a happy man, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah. You told him before he left for work he was happy, didn't you? All right. Listen, you hold on. I got to talk to, I'm going to take Alana next. Alana, welcome to the show.
Hi, my name's Alana. I'm 31. Sorry. I'm 31. I am in a relationship, not married, and I have a dildo and two vibrators.
Now, how long is this relationship?
Almost 3 years.
So it's a serious one.
Yeah, we moved in together and everything.
Is it a girl or a boy?
Boy.
All right. And you sound like you're a little bit standoffish.
Oh, no, definitely not. I'm trying to get to work.
no, not with me, with him. Like, you're like, well, we moved in. Oh, it's okay. Like, do you want to get married? Are you the slow one or is he the slow one?
I want to take my time with that.
Yeah.
he's like, you're my wife. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, for the side note, if you say that enough, or you present yourself as a husband and wife, or you file your taxes, or you say that actually is when common law does happen, not mm-hmm. when you live together.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who actually had to give some of his stuff away because of that. Yeah. Maybe don't call her your wife unless she really is, because that'll actually get you some rope.
There's a lesson you didn't think you'd be learning late.
Yeah, you might want to Google that one. Tell him I'm sorry. All right, listen, Lana, you stay there. Lana, Brittany, I got to get Megan. Megan, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm 36. I have a rotating suction cup dildo, rabbit.
What was the first one?
It's a rotating suction cup.
A rotating.
Dildo. Like you stick it and it rotates. Like it's got a remote. It's really cool.
Wow.
It like rotates and it vibrates.
Wow.
So you just stick it and it does the work.
Nice. And so it rotates, but it's always go the same way?
Well, there's different settings. Yeah, there's different settings for it. So you can, like, I think it does go the same way. But
I mean, I'm asking you, because here's what my brain works. I'm like, I feel like something gets wound up inside you, and that's bad. Like, does it go one way and it unwinds it, like it winds up, and then it unwinds up, and then it unwinds?
No, it just kind of just goes one way. I mean, you're like, kind of one of those, like, you know, those little air people that you see out in
be
front
careful.
Of stores or whatever, just kind of goes crazy.
You just be careful, man. You're going to end up, your gynecologist is going to wonder why your vagina has threads in it.
That one's fun.
All right, listen. You stay right there. I got to get Megan. I got Brittany. I got a lot of, goddamn, this phone is loud today, Jake. Like,
shut your door.
I know. I just think it's this new phone system, too. It's super loud.
Nothing but the best here.
Well, maybe it's actually too good. Let's pull that down. All right, let's listen, ladies. Listen.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the all-natural 7-inch sense of feel Fat Boy Dong from Blush.
Kiss me, fat boy.
I'm not fat, I'm big boy.
Speaking of big bones.
Ladies, let me tell you all about the all-natural 7-inch Sensafeel Fat Boy.
It's made of dual-density Sensafeel.
It has a flexible spine. It's harness-compatible and has a suction cup base.
And it's designed to look and feel just like the real thing.
Which is debatable because I'm a fat boy and I don't look anything like this.
Yeah, the name is referring to the size of the member, not the size of the person.
Oh, well, that's completely different then because I still don't look anything like it because it's a big black d***.
Well, you currently sound like a big d***, so 2 out of 3 ain't bad, huh?
What?
Nothing.
It's the all-natural 7-inch Sensafeel Fat Boy Dog from Blush, and it can be yours, ladies.
Look, Mommy, there's a fat man.
Oh, Johnny, no, don't say that. He's not a fat man. He's a fat boy.
If the price is right.
What the hell?
That's the cruel, cruel nature of the creator. A girl puts on weight, she at least gets big boobs, right?
Right.
You guy puts on weight, his wiener disappears. Mm. It doesn't. You don't gain weight in your penis.
No.
That's
no.
That's the only way I believe God could stop us from eating ourselves to death as men. He's like, Jesus Christ, if I made that thing bigger when you ate, you'd all be a bunch of Jabba the Hutt's big wieners.
Yep.
So it's a. So here it is.
Okay.
Girthy.
Sturdy it is.
It is sturdy. If your dogs were a penis, it would be this penis. Right? Kind of?
A little bit.
This is the corgi of penises.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed.
No. If
it's got a lot to give you.
No, this would be hard for a girl to be like, that's no good.
I'm with you. I'm like, you'll be satisfied getting this.
That's what you said. It's like it's bigger than a Red Bull can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Hey, why do you look so happy?
Very focused. Yeah, he was very focused on the dimension.
You know, some people will try to do math. You see their lips move.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to measure, but I just saw his mouth open.
His jaw was wide.
He was like, it's a...
Exact fit.
Yeah, he's... You got some crazy little quirks on you. Let's see, Nicholas. Let me... you want to open this?
Sure.
Where's that?
Make sure I can still get my T-Rex hands around
it. I'm trying to get the wiener out. Oh, yeah, no. It's here's the crazy thing. It's because it's so dark.
Yep.
In color. It's got the dust they
the
put
dusting,
on it.
The dusting dildo on. Dusting.
It kind of looks like a powdered sugar ding dong.
It does. Like, it looks like a donut.
I'm like, don't you know that, hungry? Yeah, I like that.
Is this cake?
Yeah.
I'm eating my feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that. Oh. There it is.
Feel that one.
Wow. Look at that.
Your fingers don't even go all the way around it.
It barely gets to my middle finger.
Look at that.
How about that? Somebody.
Never show that to my girlfriend.
Show this to my husband. Yeah, if you took a picture right now, like, hey.
See if we can get Fast Eddie to stop by.
Can't get the dusting off your
hand. Can we
get
Sterling in here?
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, it's that's for real, man. I mean, that thing is like, and it's got like, if
that's a good one.
If you bounce on the like, that's on a countertop.
Coming in.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what ladies might be looking for.
I don't think any of these three will be disappointed.
All right, well, let's see what we got here. Let's do some bidding here. We'll start with Lana. Lana, you dirty bird. How about a big, thick penis with a suction cup?
With a suction cup. Wow. Okay, I'm gonna go with $59.99.
$59.99. Your husband's going to love sitting on it. No, I'm sorry. That's Brittany. That's Brittany, isn't it?
That's me.
I'm sorry, Brittany. You're sorry, Lana. I don't know about your boyfriend. You married or you got a boyfriend, Lana? You got a boyfriend.
Hey, it's just a boyfriend.
Right. You put things in his rear end?
No. Oh, no. You know, I poke him in the butt. He'll be like, no, stay out there.
Yeah.
stay out there.
You've tried. Yeah. See, and it's not even because you want to do it. It's because you're like, I'm just going to pay him back a little bit. See, it's always the same.
That's how good end of our relationship.
It's always the same. All right, Brittany, I know what you're going to do with this. What would you pay for it?
$40.
$40? Okay. All right. And finally, Megan, playing the game, you want to rear-end your boyfriend at all?
No, he did not like that.
No? Have you tried?
No. We tried with that. And he said, I did. And he was like, nope.
Yeah. Nope. But you felt like you did that to me. Like I should do that to you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of, yeah.
No, it's too completely hypocritical. I get it. I'm the same way.
It is. Yeah. It is. It is. It's just completely different. It's not fair. But, yeah. You know, it is what it is. It's
well,
fine.
You know what? Sneak up on him. Maybe. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's got
yeah,
a
you push it in,
pleasure.
You push it in, you just yell surprise. Yeah, yeah. It's not right. Assault. It's just
I yelled surprise.
It's a yes. Snuggle struggle. That's right.
That's, yes, it's all fair.
All right, Megan, what would you pay?
I'm going to go $45.99.
45?
Yep.
$45.99. They're all close.
59, 45, and 40. The actual manufacturer suggested retail.
$50.99.
Wow, Megan.
Lana.
No.
No.
Megan.
Hold on, close without going over.
$50.99 was the price, right?
How much?
So she was $45.99.
How much was it? How much was it?
$50.99, wasn't it?
Oh, you're right. I was thinking wrong. She was the closest without going over. Sorry, Lana. It's Megan. Megan, this is going to go. Yes?
Oh, yeah. Right,
Megan, do you feel...
Megan's at work.
Are you talking to somebody else right now, Megan?
No.
Oh, no, that was me.
Who, I don't know who me is. Why is everybody always saying me instead of the
This
man?
Is Megan.
Megan, yes. Who said me? This is me.
I'm not talking to anybody else. Megan is not.
Who was the... Okie dokie. This is why John's not
Megan's
married.
Like, I'm here to get my dusty
I feel baby. Like this is the conversation I'd have with a wife, and I don't want to have it. But because all three of you are not having sex with me, so yeah, it's exactly like having a wife. All right, listen, Megan, it's yours. Brittany, you are amazing. Lana, you're fantastic. Hold on, I'm going to take care of all of you. Stay right there. Stay right there. Hold on a second. Do not go anywhere. Jake will get this pleasure of sorting this out. Oh,
it's a lot.
I have glimpses into actual life that I don't have. And they scare me to death, I'll
keep
be honest with
keep
you.
Keep your ass in check is what it should do.
Yeah.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized bubble is what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop center to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With two locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.